weiter in Shasper Mavakama, Daf Yud Dalet, picking up on Yud Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page. Next part of the Mishnah. Now, we have a statement of the Mishnah that says something very interesting. We know that if, let's say, your cow comes into my property, and my cow now damages your cow, not my problem, you shouldn't be in my property. But then it says, Rishus HaNizik VeHamazik. If it goes on an area that's both the Nizik and the Mazik, and the question is, what exactly is this going on? Is it going on the previous statement that it said? And one is chayv in any place except for a place that is particular to the damager, meaning my property. And then it says, and on a place belonging, in a place belonging to both, the one that there's Nizak and the Mazik. And then it says another statement. The question is, statement number two, is that going to number one or number three? When the animal is Mazik, then the Mazik is chayv to pay from the Idis. Question is, what is that middle statement going on? Is number two going back on one or going on three? That's by Shutvin Partners. Meaning to say, if you have a place that you and I are partners, and the Torah is going to say that I have to pay for Shane or Regel if there's something that's done over there by one of the parties. V'halchikamis means to say, chutz mirishus hamiyuchedes lamazik, except for a rishus that is particular to the mazik, the damaging animal, the pater, then you'll be pater. Rishus anizik ve'amazik, but if it's rishus anizik ve'amazik, then kishyehizik chavamazik, then he's going to be chayev. That's one side. Rabbi Lezer Amar, so therefore it's, according to him, when it says that statement, it's attaching to the one that's coming afterwards, to number three. So the Mishnah is seeing that when it's chayev for shein regel, Dombe's animal in a chutz, it's connected. Rabbi Elazar Amar, no, the opposite. Pater al Hashem v'al regel. V'halchir Amiz means to say, chutz mirishus hamiyuchedes lamazik, urishus hanizik v'amazik is going to be pater. Okishizik chav hamazik, lasui ken. And when it says, when the damage, when the animal is mazik, the mazik is chayev, lasui ken, it's coming to include keren, which wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, Zakta Gemara, Hani Chalishmuel, this takes us way back to Daf Gimel. This works according to Shmuel, who says that Karen is left out from the opening Mishnah. So we can say that the Tana is putting in our Mishnah that when it says that statement, Ukishe Hizik Chav Hamazik, and it's coming to include Karen. El Rav Gun to Rav, the Amar Tana Shor, Vachol Midi Shor, it says Shor, and anything which is similar to Shor, Chav Hamazik Lusui Amar, what's coming to include, because no Karen's already included. So it wouldn't be included there. Says Gemara, Lasui Hadar Tana Bon, it's coming to include that which you're going to Tana Baisa. Kishe Hizik Chav Hamazik, when there's damage, then the mazik is chayev. Lahavi sharmechinu v'ashol nosi sachar v'asocher. It's including all these people. Shehez zika behema birshusan. And what's the animal damaged while it's in their area? Tam, if it's a behema, tam mishalim chatzi nezek umuad mishalim nezek shalim nifritza b'layla. But let's say the wall where the animals are staying, it broke open in the night. Oh, sheperotsu alistim, you have ganavim come along and they broke it open. The yatsa ve'zika, and the animals went out and then damaged. Potter, then the person's going to be potter, is going to be off the hook. Now break it down. Omer Mar. Kishahizik chava mazik, lahavi shomachinim bashol v'nosir sar v'asocher. Hey, chidam, what's the case? Ilay mida aske tur de mashil tur de shol. If you want to say that it's the azik, the tour of the mashil, I borrow your ox. So you are the mashil, and I'm the one who borrowed it. I'm the shoel. So your ox damages my ox, and the price is saying that you now have to pay for the damages. Can't be, because lemalay, you should just say back to me, ilu azik ma'alma, then boys ashlumiat. If it would have just damaged in the welt, you'd have to go and pay because you have to be guarding over it. Rashi says, shoro, shor shal adamacher, then you're showing somebody else. Boy, still show me at. Hashto daski latur didach. Now to damage your ox, boy, you need to show me. I should have to go pay. It doesn't make any sense. Ella daski tur de shoal latur de mashal. Must be that me to borrow my ox. I borrowed your ox, and it's in my field, and my, or it's with me, and my ox goes and damages it. In that case, the I have to go and pay only half of the damage if it's a tam. Le malay, but hold on a second. You, the lender, should say, ilu itzak me alma, if my ox had been damaged by another ox while you're watching it, boy, so shalom ikuli tori, you'd have to pay the value of all of it, whether it's a tam or a mut. Hashta aske tori, now that yours did it, palga niska, you only pay half of it. no matter how we learn it, it's hard, this doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara, Liolam Daske Tur Damashal Tur Dashal. Really, we're talking about a case that the lender's ox, meaning your ox, damaged my ox. Vahacha my skin, and what are we dealing with? Shekibah love Shmiras Gufo. We're dealing with a case where the borrower, remember, your ox damaged my ox. And we're saying that the case is me, the borrower, except upon myself, that I'm going to guard this, the Shmiras Gufa. I'm going to guard the body. Rashi says, Shkiba Lava Shoel, Shmiras Gufa, Shalo Yazikin Rache, no one else is going to come and damage it. Beep, turn the page. Yud Dalet. Velo Kiba Lava Shmiras Nizakov, but I didn't accept upon myself that I'm going to guard it for damaging. Therefore, the borrowed axe comes to damage. Sorry, man, you're going to have to go ahead and take care of it. I'm going to watch over it. Nothing happens to it, but I'm not watching over it if it does something. Says Rashi, Im Yazik, who Esacherim, if it damaged something else. Therefore, it's on you to go ahead and now pay. Says Gemara, Yachi, if that's really true, that I didn't take upon myself to guard your ox from damaging other things, and aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. Nivritza balayla, if the wall gets broken out in the nighttime, if it's a lisa merganam, come and do it, if you have a hezika, and they go and they damage, potter, he says it's going to be potter. If you're saying it's potter, that means the implication of that is habayom chayev, that he's going to be chayev. But halo kibra lo shmir zakov, I thought he didn't accept upon himself shmir. So what are you talking about? It says, gemara hachakar, what does it mean to say? This is what it means. E kibra lo shmir zakov chayev. If he takes upon himself that he's going to guard it, then he's going to be chayev. But if to balayla, shabbat to list him, yasav zika potter, in that particular case is where he'd be off the hook. But our case is talking about where he didn't take it upon himself to watch what it does to something else. Therefore, if it damages my thing, you're going to have to pay for it. Okay, now we take one step back to go to the discussion to try to figure out the statement number two going back to number one or is going in number three, right? So we had said that what? That let's say you have partners. You and I own a field together. Okay, now Rabbi Lozer said that if the animal of one of us does shein or regel to the property of the other one, then you're going to be off the hook because it's not looked at as a field of another. So now we have a catch on that. Aini, is that really true, Rabbi Lazar? Is that really true? Vatan Rabbi Yosef says, Chatzer Shutim Va Pundak. If you have this chatzer that's owned by partners, or you have a pundak, an inn, a hotel. Chai Behen al Shein Vala Regal. One is going to be Chai for Shein and Regal that's done by his animal. If his animal does something there, it's going to be Chayiv. Clearly, then, this is Tiyufta de Rabbi Elazar. This is the Tiyufta Rabbi Elazar because we include in that case one of the field of Shutfin. Amr Lachar Rabbi Elazar, Vitizbara. Come on, you think you're knocking me out? Masnisa Milo Pligi. But we have brisas that argue about this. Vatanya, right? Straight up. We have a brisa which says, Arba Klolos Haya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer ben Nizakin. The four klolos that he said when it comes to Zakin. Kol Shu Rishus Le Nizak Velo Le Mazik. Anything was a Rishus for the Nizak, for the damager, but not for the Mazik. Chai Bako is going to be Chai of everything. The Mazik Velo Le Nizak. Patam Mikol, if it's a damager's place and the animal comes in, so it's going to be Patam entirely. Lazel, Lazel, for both of them, can go Chatzar Shut from Babika, Patar Ba Alashin Velag, is Patar Shin Regal, and a Gichaval, and a Gifa, and a Shichaval, and a Vitaval, and a Ita. Then Tam Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, and Muad Mishalim Nezek Shalim. Lo lezev lo lezev. It's for neither of them. Kigum chazor sheno shel shneim. Chay ba lo shem al regel. You chay for shem regel. And yichav al yishichav al yifav al vitzav al beita. Tam shalom chazenek and muad mishalim nezik shalom. The point is, we have a brisa straight up that agrees with me. Katani mias, right? Because we see brought that over there. The chazor shut from a bika putter ba al shem al regel. So we have a kasha the dadis. We have a kasha one brisa on the other. What we're going to do now? He seems to be a bit of a pickle. And for the Gemara, no, because Kitanya, he that last price that would be supporting you. That's Bechatzim Yuchedes is that Ulazvilazeh, being the pairs, being the Shvarim. That's talking about a brisa that is set aside for someone to use both for pears or their produce and for their ox, and therefore it's not considered a chutzer of somebody else's in reference to shutfin, and therefore not going to be chayav in shein or regel. Ha'id of Yosef and the other brisa, which says that the one who damages is going to be chayav in a shutfis, is b'chutzim yuchedes a pears ve'ein b'chutzim shvarim. It's only pears and not shvarim. Like Abba Shein, I'm havi Allah chutzer and nizak. In reference to Shein, therefore it's considered like the chutzer of the nizak. And therefore he can't bring his ox, and therefore he's going to be chayev. They cannot make it even, it is inferred from the wording as well, to Gitani, hacha dumya de pundak, because it says something which is compared to an inn, which is a place where ox are usually, you don't usually bring your ox over there. Gitani hasam dumya de bika, it's just like a valley, like a open field, which is the place where they would do such a thing. Shma mina. Animals are over there, and therefore that's what that's referencing, and we are now good and dandy. Now, what we just ended up by saying is that Rav Yosef is teaching that if it's used by both people for growing produce there, but not for ox, then the damage is going to be chayev for shin and regal over there. Maskev of zera kiven de miuchedes a perus, since it's for perus. How could you say it's going to be chayev shin and regal? Habayinu beer b'stei acher. It has to be fulfilling a condition that it's consuming in the field of another to be chayev v'lek. In this case, you don't have that because he's able to use the fields. Amalei Abayis is back. Kiven de'inu miuchedes l'shvarim stei acher kareinu. It's still considered stei acher because you're not out of your shore over there. So it's a stay acher in reference to shore, and that's why you're going to be chayev. Don't say because you can use it for Paris, therefore you're good to go.
Amarlei Rav Acha midivtil Ravina.
Lema midemasnyasa lo pligi. So let's say that just like the Bryces aren't arguing, Amaroi nami lo pligi. Let's say the Maroim also not arguing, meaning Rav Chista and Rav Elazar. Maybe Rav Chista would say, one is going to be chayev in a chatzer that a mshtafin, only if it's you can't have any shvarim over there. And Rav Elazar is going to say that one is pater in reference to a chatzer that is owned in where you're allowed to have an ox over there. Amar Lei says back in Enichanami. But if you want to say they're arguing, Bekushya derbi zera uferuka da bai pligi. They're arguing in the question, only in that question that Rav Zera and answered Rabbi, right? They're arguing about a case of where they own it together, but it's used only for fruits, let's say, but not for oxen. And we can say that the shoresh, the root of the machlokas, is whether the fact that the mazik is not able to bring his shor into there in the first place is called, stay acher or not. All right. Arba klalos hayav shim ben elazar omer ben izakin. The four klalos he said. Kol shi rishus the nizak v'lo mazik chayav akol. Anyone that's rishus for the nizak, for the nizak to be there and not for the mazik, then you're going to be chayav everything the mazik. Al hakol lo katani. So it's chayav bakol. Al hakol lo katani. El chayav bakol. Meaning to say, b'kulei nezek, he's chayev in all damage, even if it's a tam that ended up doing keren, it's going to be chayev. Money. Who? Money. Money, money, money. Money. Who's it going like? Rabbi Tarfani. Dharma Meshuna Keren Mechatzar Nizak. He says that if you have a weird type of keren that happens, because it's a tam over here, so it's a little strange, Mechatzar Nizak in the chatzar of the Nizak, Nezek Shalom Mishalim, he's got to pay in full. In fact, it says in Gemara, let's look at the Seifa, the fourth thing that was mentioned over there. Lola Zev, Lola Zeh, let's say it's a makam that's not for this one, not for that one. Gemara Chatzah Sheinu Shoshneim, it's neither of them. Chayev Ba, Ala Shein Vala Regel. It's Chayev Ba, Shein Regel. My Lola Zev, Lola Zeh, what does that mean? Ilem, Lola Zev, Lola Zeh, Klal, it means at all. El the acher means it belongs to someone else. For how about ina ubir b'ste acher, right? In order for the b'chayv, it means the acher v'leka. You don't have that because this nezek didn't happen in the field of the nizak. Ela pshita lo lezev lo lezeh el the chad. What does it mean? What it means is that the price is talking about a place that's not for this one or that one, but just for one of them. Meaning it's not for this one or that one. Loza and that one, but rather it's new El Dechad. It's only for one of them, and particular one of them we're talking about over here is the Nizak. Rashi says Klomer, the Nizak. Vikatani Seifa, but the Seifa comes and says that if Karen is done over there, Tam Mishalim Bchatzi Nezek, Amud Mishalim Nezek Shalim. That statement over there is Asana Banan. It's going to Rabbanan, Dami Mishalim Karen, Bchatzi Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, Kudu Mishalim. That if you have a weird type of keren, meaning with the tam, that happens in a chatzer of the nizak, then you pay chatzi. Reisha b'tarfon for sefer abanon. In fact, you want to say split it up like that? Reisha says every time on the sefer abanon. Everything we're in, no problem. Dahom relei Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, shinin a sharp one. Shvok mastis and v'sa abrasa abasrai. Leave the mishnah and follow me. Follow me. Meaning, yeah, explain it as two different ones and don't try to explain it as one. Stop trying to, make it fit. As Rashi says, don't burden yourself trying to make it like one Dana. Reisha B'Tavon, B'Seifa, Rabbanan. We got ourselves another answer, though, and that is Ravina Mishved Rava Amar Kula Rabbi Tarfoni. The entire Bryce is working the world of Rabbi Tarfon. First part makes sense. Umay lo lazeh v'lo lazeh. And what does it mean when the Bryce says that when it says not for this one and not for this one, which we explained above means it's not for both, but rather for only one of them. It means it's not set up for both of them to be used for fruit, but only for one of them. But it is set up for both of them to be shvarim, and therefore works worth with Rabbi Tarfon. In fact, if that's really true, only the Nizak could have brought the fruit, but both of them could have brought in their ox. Arba, then there's Arba, Shosha, what do you mean? There's four rules. Shosha is only three. Amar of Nachbar Yisak, says, peep, turn the page, a dollar base. Shlosha Klolos by Arba Makomos. Nice. Three rules in four different places. Nice little stickle there. Nice tickle.
Zukta Hilga Mishnah, next Mishnah. Rashi points out right away that Kula Masnisim Mefarsh Gemara. The entire Mishnah is going to be explained in the Gemara. Shum Kesef literally means to assess money, monetary assessment. Shava Kesef, something which is worth money, Bifnei Bezdin, before Bezdin, Ve'al Pi Edim, and through Edim, Bnei Chorin, who are free men, Bnei Bris, they are Yidden, Vanoshim Mechal Nezik, women are included in Nezik, Vanizak, Vanamazik, Vanashlomin, and the one that got damaged and the one that damages are involved in payment. What in the world just happened, says the Gemara? My Shum Kesef. What does it mean when it says monetary assessment? It's talking about that payment is made through monetary assessment. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shum ze lo ye ela bekesef. The Mishnah is telling us that this assessment of the value that's going to be collected is made solely on the money that's lost, the amount of money that's lost. Tanina Laha de Tanarabanan, we actually have a Braisa, in a Mishnah, Tanina Laha, Tanina Laha de Tanarabanan, we have a Braisa which backs up this idea. Parash Zika Talis. If you have a cow that goes and it damages a talis, which means like some article of clothing. Rashi says Shadar Saleh Bechatzar Nizak. It goes and walks upon it and it gets damaged. What's Vitalis Zika Para? So you have, or a talis damages a cow. Right? So a cow goes into, goes into someone's area and it starts walking on it. Or a cow is walking in Rosh Hasharabim and it trips on some sort of talis that's lying there and its leg breaks. Ein omrim teitzei parbatalis. We don't say the cow should go to the one who got damaged for the garment, no matter how much money it is, vitalis bepara, or the talis should be given to the para. Elishamanos abadamin. We evaluate what is the value of it, and that's what we do. That's how we deal with it. That's how we make the payment. Sorry, shava kesef. Next part of it just said the value of money. What does that mean? The Tanur Rabbanon Shava Kesef, the value of money. Malamed is teaching she'ain based in niskakin elin nechasim sheish lemachrayas. Bezdin doesn't get involved in anything but nechasim sheish lemachrayas. Rashi says leparim and amazik elam kin yishlo karka. There has to be some sort of land that's there. Dainu shava kesef, which is the value of money. Rashi says, "Well, come on, before my mash, we'll explain how we see that." Aval im kadam nizak v'tofas metaltalin. But if the one that got damaged went and grabbed metaltalin, bezin govin lo mehen, the bezin will collect for him from that stuff. Amar mar, frek the Gemara. How do you understand shava kesef is talking about karka? Shava kesef, malam chain bezim niskakan el nechasim shel mekrayis. My masha, where do you get that from? The word shava kesef. I'm Rav Arula, davar hashava kol kesef. It's talking about something that is worth any amount of money that somebody is going to pay for it. Rashi says shenostin alav. Mind you, what does it mean? How do we find that the karka is worth any amount of money? Davar she'ein lo ona. It's referencing, meaning to say, so it's something that is not connected to that of Ona'ah, which is, you know, a sixth more, a sixth less. The halachas of onah, if it's more than the sixth less, then things don't apply to it. Avadim, shtaros, nami in onah. But we know avadim, slaves, and shtaros, documents, also don't have onah in it. But the Braisa says that when it says something worth money, it's talking about karka. So it comes out, kum t'chois, that it's not, you don't understand it to mean worth any amount of money. It means something that is acquired through money. What's something acquired through money? Rashi says, meaning below Meshicha, without pulling it. Dekarka nikna bekesef. Very common to Kedushin. Chavav has a few times. That daf already. And that is that's something that's connected through Kesef. Avadim Mushtaros Nami nikna bekesef. Why is it karka? Avadim Mushtaros also nikna bekesef. Ella Maravashi Shava Kesef alo Kesef. Something that's worth money, but not actual money. Vahani Kulu Kesef Ninu. And all of these that we said before, Avadim Shtaros, Metaltalin, they're like money because they represent something that can be brought from place to place. Rami Le Rav Yehuda Bar Chinan Ala Rav Huna Bar Rav Yoshua Tana. We learned in a braisa, shava kesef. When the Mishnah says something which is worth money, malamich ein bezin niskokin el and nechusim sheshlam the sheshlam achrayas. That bezin is only involved when it comes to things that have connected to karka. Ivo Tanya, we learned in a braisa, another one that says yashiv. When it says paying for nizik, it says balabor yashiv returning means la rabo shava kesef. That's going to be including some shava kesef. Vafilu subin, even something which is brand. What do we see? That we see that even something which is metaltlin, not just karka. No, says Gemara, we're doing the kith of Yosomim, a case where the person who's going to be chayiv died, and the the nizak wants to go and get from the stuff that the Yosomim got, and comes out that the general rule is that you can only get from the dead person's stuff something that can be taken like karka that comes from the kids and not something which is metaltalin. Says the Gemara, hold on a second. Ibi Yasmi, if you say we're talking about Yisomim, Amaseif, look at the Seif, it says, Im Kadam Nizak Vatafas Metaltalin. If the guy who's damaged comes and he grabs the Taltalin and Bezin Govin Lomian, they allowed it to happen. Ibi Yasmi, I'm Bezin Govin Lomian, why wasn't Bezin let it happen? It doesn't Metaltalin are able to be taken from Yisomim. Kedam Rav Rav Nachman, Shetafas Mechayim. They grabbed it while the guy was still alive. That's when they grabbed it. And Achanami Shetam Mechaim here too is in a case when they grabbed it while the guy before he died while he was still alive. Says the next part of the Mishnah that Bifnei Bezdin before a court. The Gemara is saying, is explaining that this is continuing the phrase that was said before. It means that Bezdin can only collect from karka that's in front of the court. If you have karka that's in the possession of the damager or his yarshim at the time of the court happening. Prat lamocha nechasev achka cholich lebezdin, excluding a case where he sold it first and then he went to bezdin. Says the Gemara, shmami na lavo macha nechasev achka chba lebezdin. Ein bezdin govin lo mehen. What do you want to say? We're going to learn out that if someone borrows money and sold his property and came to the court doesn't collect from him. Of course that's not the case. And we know he's going to collect from him stuff, from the stuff that he sold to someone. Ella prat lebezdin hedyotos. The Mishnah means that cases of damages have to be brought in front of a bezdin. It's excluding if it's a bezdin of hedyotos. Rashi says, lahachi asa masmis the bezdin mumchin dan in dinikrasos for lebezdin hedyotos. It's got to be mumchin and not stamed dayanim. But those who really know what they're doing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.